Welcome to episode 19 of FMLFPL. I'm Alon.
This is Walsh.
And just a quick shout out to William C., triple captain Hazard game week one, top of the FMLFPL league.
Yeah,
the league is fucking good, dude. Like,
yeah, the league's good. I had someone email said they got...
My friend at work who plays, like, he got straight green arrows this week in every league, and then, like, a big red arrow in our league.
Yeah,
like,
someone serious. Emailed, same sentiment, like, green arrows everywhere and red in ours, so that's good. It's good that everyone's doing well, except for me and you. I'll kick it off. I had maybe the worst game week I've ever had in FPL. My game week rank was almost 3 million. I put up 40 points. No Mahrez continued to be really nice. Obviously, another captaincy blank with Kane. But yeah, I got 40 points. I got Silva in for Mane, so I netted 1 point. That was a great transfer, Adam. Nice job. And then, I mean, Hazard, I'm sitting at work on Monday. The game's on at noon, exactly when my lunch starts. So I close my office door, put on the game. Hazard fucking phantom injury, like, walks off like a little bitch. You can imagine how my feels were at that point.
The rage.
It was just a rage. I mean, so basically, over the last 2 weeks, I went from 17K to now I am at 154K. It's good. I'm good at the game, so it's a good thing we have a pod.
God, you had a fucking mare, dude. I'm just looking at your team. It's just so dire.
Yeah, it's all ones and blanks and fuck.
It's like ones, not twos.
Actual ones, yeah.
Not twos.
No, not twos. I'm not good enough to get twos. I'm getting ones everywhere. So, yeah, I mean,
how does Lloris get a one?
So I was looking at Lloris since I got him in on wild card.
How do goalies?
Like, because they don't make any. He doesn't make saves because they fucking played Newcastle.
He has zero saves.
Yeah, they played Newcastle, so he just concedes and for fun instead. But yeah. Lloris, since I brought him in, I benched him for that Chelsea game because Hennessy had a really good fixture, and Hennessy obviously didn't keep a clean sheet that week. I think I've had Lloris for about, like, 9 or 10 game weeks, and I've gotten one clean sheet out of him.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so that was smart.
That is getting not, in that on, is not good.
Getting in on Tottenham defense when they were supposed to be so good, but
yeah, and everyone else got like Dyer and Toby, and they just score goals for fun.
Yeah, they're just scoring goals. They're still not getting clean sheets, but they're just getting a goal every other game or whatever. So yeah, so that's been good. Everything's good, and my team's great. Having a lot of fun. Last couple weeks have been awesome.
The text you sent me from Lauren, your wife, was just like, okay, it was like, what was it, Monday night or something? You're like, okay, Adam, like, stop fucking talking about Mahrez. I don't fucking care. Just like,
I mean, the white flag has firmly been up and raised. I am back to a 10-man squad with the rest of you, and I brought Mahrez, and already for Hazard, that fucking Belgian Walloon fucking cunt hair. So, yeah.
Seeing Vardy destroy him and then get in fucking Kassel's face was maybe the highlight of the weekend, though.
It was so good. But, I mean, the 35 points or whatever out of Mahrez his last 2 weeks has basically put the fuel to the fire of my maybe season-ending two-week spell. So,
brutal.
I'm in the dumps. How are you doing?
Brutal. I actually had a pretty good week. I only rose 11K, though, again, because of Mahrez. Like, going into the game on Monday, I think I was up, like, 90K on the game week. And then I have Vardy, but Mahrez, you can't cover Mahrez. So, not as fruitful as I want, but I got some good stuff. I captained Lukaku, which was nice. I got a goal out of King, which was really nice. Got a couple cleans. And I saved my transfer, so I already... You know, we both already got Mahrez in.
Yeah,
it's just automatic. It's like you're.
It's the kind of thing that I just like retrospectively. Obviously, hindsight's always 20/20. But we're talking about several weeks back, maybe even a couple months back, about getting rid of Mahrez at the right time. I mean, there is no right time. He's fit.
There's no right time. Yeah.
He's just the kind of explosive player when the ownership is that high that I experienced the last 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, Mane has home Villa. Like, this is going to be great. Like, Leicester have a tough fixture. Everyone has Mahrez and I have Mane. It's going to be awesome. And then Mane is terrible at football. And then Mahrez gets a Hattie. And it's like, this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it on the way home. Like, they're officially fixture-proof.
Yeah, there's no question.
You think about some of the best defenses in the league. And yeah, Chelsea's having a shit season, but their defense was like really in form. Like they had a bunch of nil-nils and stuff. And you think about Chelsea, United, and Arsenal. They've played all three already, and they fucking score when they want.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been kept clean all year, and we're
they have almost one halfway. Loss on the year, and that was Arsenal, and they still both scored.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost halfway through the season, and they haven't been shut out yet. That's all you need to know.
Crazy. And so
at this point, though, it's again a little bit of a myth and a frustration with FPL, similar back to the Suarez days. But when you have these fucking players like Mahrez and everyone owns them, it's just so frustrating because it's just the squad size that we're dealing with is just shrunken. Like, it doesn't even fucking matter what he does, basically.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like less fun a little bit.
Yeah, same with Vardy. Like, you know, some people got rid of Vardy and he's not hitting hauls, but he's so like over 90% owned. It's just that spot is a void. Same with Lukaku. I mean, these players that have active ownership, it's like 80% or whatever when they score and you don't captain them, like rooting against the player you own to score because you don't captain them is stupid. It's those kinds of things. They need to figure out a way to get rid of that somehow.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating. Like, you nailed it. Like, you're not if you don't captain Mahrez, you're rooting for him to just blank or not even play. That would be better.
Yeah, not even play, exactly.
So, there's so many people just default captain him every week and they're just wrecking.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you had a good week. I had a bad week. Whatever. Onto what the fuck happened. There's no place else to start but Leicester. So, Mahrez, a new philosophy I'm going to roll out right now is auto-captain Mahrez every week regardless of fixture. I'm going to start doing that for at least the next four and see how it goes.
Well, especially, like, we'll get to captains in a little bit, but, like, this week is, like, really weird and really hard to pick a good captain. In those types of weeks, you probably go Mahrez. I might go Aguero.
Yeah, okay, so Aguero is maybe the fly in the ointment because he's also extremely explosive, but when Mahrez is getting fucking hat tricks and double digit hauls against some of the tougher defenses in the league, you never know when he's going to pop up, and they have a bad fixture because their away fixtures like Everton, they fucking leak like shit. Yeah. They could score three goals at Everton, Liverpool,
easily.
And fucking Skrtel and whoever the fuck else is playing center back. Mignolet's a nightmare. That could be double digit haul. Like City at home, they leak. He could score double digits any week. He's so explosive.
Yeah, there's no fixture. Yeah. There's nothing. That's what I'm saying. They're fixture proof. It's official. Fixture proof.
And the form is there for him. It's just like, I'm looking at like Kane. I'm like, okay, hasn't been doing that well the last couple weeks, but he's Newcastle home. This is going to be great, right? And same like Lukaku. He has not scored forever. At Norwich wasn't a great fixture. They only scored one goal, but he got it. And he got max bonus points. So it's just the form over the fixtures of the captaincy. I keep fucking up this year with my captaincy picks and not going for the form players and paying too much attention to the fixtures.
Yeah. But no, I mean, and it's just back to what we just said. It's like, so everyone in the world has Mahrez. A lot of people are going to captain him. If you don't captain him and he does anything, you will drop.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You're going to have a bad week. You're going to have a bad game week.
Yeah.
Like, I captained Lukaku last week. He fucking was great. And then I didn't have Mahrez. And from Sunday to Monday, I dropped 70,000 places.
Yeah, it's wild. So now we both have Mahrez, so we don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, we're cool now.
But at the same time, again, looking at the squads, it's frustrating because Vardy, Lukaku, Mahrez, Ozil... I can't imagine there are very many active teams that don't own those four players.
I don't have Ozil.
You don't have Ozil, but you know what I mean. It's just these kinds
totally.
Of at this point
I'm,
of the season.
I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm fucking stupid.
No, yeah. But at this point of the season, a couple of weeks back, when I was 17K, I'm like, okay, I'm knocking on the door. I just have to do whatever the fuck. And I should have covered myself with Mahrez. It was a good lesson learned for me. But now, I mean, I'm down in the 150K range. It's hard to make up ground when they're few differential spots. It's just a little difficult. It's very frustrating.
Totally.
But so Leicester also, the defense is, I mean, they looked really good again this weekend. I mean, they conceded that one goal, like the Remy goal, but their defenders are so fucking ridiculously cheap. They're top of the table, and like three of their four starting defenders are under 4-5. And they've been tight, and I know the fixtures aren't great for them, but having a fifth defender as your Leicester defender seems very, very good to me still.
I totally agree. Yeah. Simpson's the popular guy, but Morgan's a fine pick. Huth is only suspended 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also interesting for Lukaku, because no Huth is going to be good, going to bode well for Lukaku this weekend.
Yeah. I guess like I see a lot of red flags in their defense.
Yeah, I guess Vasilevskiy's going to come in. Or Benaloon. He's a center back, right?
Yeah, he's like a in-betweener. He's good.
But with I think we wanted to touch on budget defenders a little bit. We haven't talked about that in a while. You know, as we're getting into the winter fixture pileup, it's very important that you have five playing defenders. So you'll see teams with like Matt Target on them, who just you've been neglecting that fifth defender spot. It's going to come back to bite you because there's going to be rotation. You're going to want to have a full bench just in case.
And injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come fast.
Yeah. So I mean, really, within in and around that 4 or 5 range of defenders who you should be looking at. Palace have a really nice and kind run of fixtures coming up. I know a lot of them are away, but they've been quietly, like, I think in the top 8, top 6 range of defenses in the Premier League, even though the clean sheet numbers haven't been there. But they still, I mean, Dan's a little pricier, but Suarez is still cheap.
Delaney is 4-4.
Delaney and Ward are 4-4, yeah. And those are, a lot those of teams are great Hennessy. Options. Yeah, they're all those are all good options. And
Dan Hennessy is, 4.
Yeah, Dan obviously the pick of the bunch because of his set piece goal threat prowess. But
God, he scores so many goals.
So many goals. He's so good at fucking set pieces.
Isn't it weird when like he has 3 goals on the season, but it feels like he's like leading the league in goals because he's a defender.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you get there's nothing better I think in FPL for me than getting defender goals. It's just
it's so good.
So Palace is a really good team to look at. Watford, a little trickier to me. Their fixtures got a little tougher.
This last week, I think, when you were saying, or 2 weeks ago maybe, like, you'll never captain a player at Watford again after watching the Arsenal game.
Yeah.
And it's like, eventually, Arsenal broke through, but it's fucking Arsenal. Like, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're just going to make it such a tough fixture for any team that comes through. So they have home, Liverpool, at Chelsea. Like, those are big names, sure. But, like, no Liverpool fan is confident that they'll be scoring. No Chelsea fan's confident that they'll be scoring.
Well, I mean, Chelsea would have a hard time scoring against Villa, but...
That's what I'm saying. So, like, and then who knows? Maybe Kane is in a big slump of form right now. Then home Spurs is not that bad a fixture anymore.
Yeah, and, I mean, again, the price there is great.
They're just so fucking cheap,
Neom had a fucking massive week, and the thing with Neom that's interesting, I was, back when I got Protl on my wild card, when I was looking at him versus Neom, I was like, oh, Neom always gets subbed off around 70-some minute because I don't know why he changes tactic or something. He always fucking subbed him off. But, like, that's good because... It's really good because the chances that you're going to get a fullback attacking return is slim in general anyway. But if he has, like, a fourth of the game or whatever, 15 minutes of the game that he's not going to be out there consistently for if they concede late, and he has a clean sheet banked at... I mean, that's another thing next to getting a defender goal. When you have a clean sheet banked, your defender gets subbed off, and then they concede.
Oh, my God.
You just want to fucking ejaculate everywhere.
That is such a good over-the-moon feeling. Yeah.
So, like, Neon is...
Everyone else is fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's fucked. You have your clean sheet banked, and everyone else with, like, defenders on that team...
Aurelio Gomez, clean, gone.
Yeah, exactly. Neon's a good pick, and you have Ake. He had a couple of bonus points this week.
I have Ake. He's been great.
He's 4-4. He's great hair. He's a great pick. You're a good point, though, because even though their fixture's tough and a little bit, you'd still like having one of their defenders in that price.
Yeah, like, I'm not... It's not ideal to have to start someone like maybe home Liverpool, but as far as like an injury replacement goes or something like that, like it's also not the end of the world. Like if anyone who's owned Aurelio Gomez knows that they can just clean against anyone.
Yeah. And then moving forward, Volshide on Stoke is still so fucking cheap. He's just a fantastic pick. He also
master stroke by producer Nate.
Yeah, he also seems to hover up the bonus points. He got a couple this weekend. I'm looking further
down. What do you
think
about Cameron?
I don't know what's happening with them. I haven't been checking too much on their injury news, but they still have Muniesa. Is he back? Why is he playing?
But Cameron's been starting at CDM.
But why? Who's he playing instead of? Like, is Glenn Whelan back on the bench?
I think he's playing instead of, like, Van Ginkel, who they realized sucked, and, like... I think it's been Charlie Adam and Cameron. Whelan hasn't really been playing.
Cameron,
he played 9.
Cameron and Volshide are the same price. There's no argument.
Oh, there's no chance.
So I think that's his death knell. But Yeah. Stoke defense obviously has been amazing. That was the incredible. Only dead cert was them keeping it clean against West Ham there. Yeah, their defense.
And then Butland just drops 11 for fun.
For fun. It's just he's laughing at all of the non-owners.
He's so fucking good. They're like, sure, Chelsea, buy Begovic. That's fine. We'll buy Shaqiri with that money and keep Butland.
Yeah, I mean, Shawcross was basically my highest point scorer this week, so I'm happy to have a piece.
There you go. And then there's also West Brom. They have fantastic fixtures.
Yeah, and they're a little pricier, but Jonas Olsen is fucking 4-3, and he's been playing very regularly. He's been
starting. Yeah.
I don't know, like, because they've kind of been putting Johnny Evans as jack-of-all-trades because, Jakob was suspended or something the other week, and he was playing CDM, and then...
Well, yeah, they were also playing Brunt at left-back for a period, and they just stopped because they're like, we need him to cross into the box.
Yeah, but Brunt... I mean, Evans played left-back, I think, 2 weeks ago. This last game, he was playing at central defensive midfield, but Olsen's been playing center-back pairing with McCauley, kind of, and I don't know how nailed he is, but at 4-3, I mean, West Brom's fixtures get incredible.
Yeah, and they're so good.
And I mean, Evans, I'm happy to... I own Evans. I'm happy to have him. But I was looking at doubling on their defense even because the fixtures get so much... so good.
Yeah, and Myhill too, of course. And yeah, Myhill. He's still only 4-8. He's like...
Yeah, he's a great...
He had a tough run, but that just ended and the fixtures get really good.
Yeah, the fixtures are good. And if anything, for West Brom, they haven't kept too many cleans this year, but you know at the end of the year, Pulis' team, they're going to be up there with the numbers, I think the doubling on their defense is a really good strategy right now with the
I'm looking at them right now. They haven't kept a clean in 6 straight games, but it's Leicester, United, but Arsenal, then at West Ham, home Tottenham, at Liverpool.
Those are tough.
Those are tough. No two ways about it. And then upcoming, it's home Bournemouth, at Swansea, home Newcastle, home Stoke, at Chelsea, like that.
So, yeah. But then moving past that, the only other team that we haven't touched on with budget defenders that I'm looking at is Sunderland. Their fixtures are really
bad. Big Sam.
Yeah, their fixtures are really bad, though. So I think you maybe need to wait another month or so, definitely after the fixture pileup, because they're not going to be keeping any clean sheets during that time, I don't think.
Yeah, at Chelsea, but, at City, home Liverpool, not great.
Yeah, but Van Aanholt is in my thoughts. He's someone I want to try and get in. Soon after, because, I mean, I love him, first of all, and I loved having him last year. I had him for so much of the year last year, but he's only 4-6, and they're parking the bus. He's playing wing back. He gets out there, and...
He's been attacking so much.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I really like Van Aanholt, so I think he'll be on my team at some point.
Yeah, soon, I mean, if we're staying also in the, under 5 kind of conversation, I just want to... We've talked about him every week, but I still think Moreno needs to be... discuss. Is he still 4-6 or 4?
He's 5.
He's gone up to 5.
Yeah, it's been good because I brought him in right after that Swansea game and he's gotten me 1 point and 1 point, so that's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been really bad. But he also got robbed of a fucking goal.
Yeah.
And his stats are incredible.
Yeah, but we talked about that. The stats for me with Moreno don't mean shit.
Yeah, but I totally disagree, and I've been watching and texting you about it constantly.
Let me know when he gets a fucking assist.
Yeah, all right, will do.
But yeah, so budget defense, it's important and still maintain that you have a good stable of players, fixture pile up coming up. So yeah, just touching on that, I think is maybe all useful.
I mean, to kind of put in perspective the value of it is I got to save a transfer last week, even though I have Aguero, because I can just roll out 4 good defenders on good defensive teams.
Yeah.
And not be killed by that.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on 2 clean sheets out of those 4 defenders you started, and I mean, the average per player that you were looking at was like a little over 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that you take that. I mean, if everyone on your team not everyone, but if your defenders are getting those kinds of numbers and you can just put a Band-Aid on it for a week and keep Aguero, you don't have to use a transfer later. Having that versatility in your squad is always good.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's go back to Palace, because, I mean, I'm a Palace fan. We haven't talked about Palace in a really long time.
Yeah, Bolasie has been flying up in the price rises.
Yeah, so we're sitting at 6 in the table, and we've been putting up some... After that Sunderland game, I think that lit a fire under our asses that we realized that we need to just not have that happen again, and it hasn't done, but... We have had, I was just looking at the fixtures for us, and we've had a really, really tough run to open the season, and I know we're almost halfway through, but it's been really a strange fixture run for us, but we've been playing really well, and even against top teams, for FPL purposes, it's a little difficult, but as a team, defense has been good, been creating a lot. The main problem with our team has been our forward play has been non-existent. Wickham back the last couple of weeks. He's been good link-up play, but I mean, for those of you that are thinking he's going to be a good FPL option, I mean, he's just never going to be because he doesn't have goals in him.
He cannot score.
He doesn't have goals in him. He's okay laying off. He's good at holding up. He comes back and links up the midfielders to run past, but he just fucks everything up. Every fucking shit fuck that drops to his feet, he just airs. He misses the header. He mistimes the jump. It's just some little piece of, like, the fuck out of here. So, I mean, he's got probably three more games, and I've been reading so much shit about us buying a striker in January. That will absolutely happen because there's no way that we're going to be pushing for Europa League if we have Connor Wickham starting up front for the rest of the
year. I wonder who Pardew's looking at. Probably, like, fucking Cisse or something.
They've been talking about this this fucking dude in France. He's like a striker for Marseille. His name is a nightmare to pronounce. Something like a 15 million.
Don't even try and say it because that fucking guy is going to like fucking go ape shit on us.
Yeah, but he's like a typical Palace player, like young little fucking tricky fuck. And then we've also, like, since last summer been linked to Slimani on Sporting.
Looking up the guy on Marseille.
Yeah.
Mitchy Batshit. Batshuayi
or some shit.
Yeah, I like the look of him. Little dreads. He would fit right in. Yeah, he'd Belgium.
He'd fit right in. Him and Blassie would be best friends.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And then Slimani, you know, he was really good for Algeria. He's on Sporting and we've been linked with him for something around same 15 million pound range and if we get a striker in January, that's going to be a good option.
You guys are fucking real if you get a striker.
Yeah, we need a striker. It's amazing that we've maintained this pace given the lack of goals in our team. But
I mean, there is no more. There's nothing else for Partey to prove. Like, he's just one of the best managers in the world, probably. Honestly, he definitely in England without a doubt. But he's just if he gets with Newcastle, he got stripped of everything every fucking year, and like. Obviously, they had some down years where they just, like, finished, like, 15th or something. But he also had years where he finished 4th. Yeah, and then he would just lose every single good player. They would sell everyone, and he just had, like, 18-year-old little French fucks. Yeah. And now he's on a team that's actually, like, committed to winning and trying to, like, finish high in the table, not just stay up. And you guys are 6th.
Yeah, we're 6th right now.
You guys are flying, yeah.
I mean, I don't watch enough European football to rank him against other role managers, but in the Premier League, there's certainly a very strong case to be made that he's a top three manager because also, as interestingly as like just looking at his history, and when he got thrown out of town in Newcastle, they were fucking ninth. They were ninth in the table when he got thrown out of town.
Where are they now?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he was ninth with them, and the fans, all they wanted. And there's some negativity and pessimism there, and Ashley, and wherever they're going to put their frustrations. That's a part of the Geordie problem. I don't fucking give a fuck. But he took a team that has basically been relegation fodder since he left them.
Yeah.
And they were ninth in the table. They were comfortably mid-table.
Yeah.
He came to us. We're obviously a way better run organization. We back him, and we give him the... He has a say in the transfer policies and everything that. And he's just showing his qualities. And but back to FPL, we look good in general. We talked already about the defensive options, but Cab, I still don't like him as an FPL option.
I never have all year.
You never have. I mean, he's going to get those pens because we have like the pace and Zaha and Bolasie, and they're going to get pens. But the goal he scored this weekend was just pure quality and class in him. Being able to see that run make it into his tap-in. But a quote after the game said it all in part, it was like, don't fucking do that again because that's not where you're supposed to be going. Because he doesn't want to shackle him, but he just bosses and controls the game so intensely in midfield and where he's really, his qualities come through in the footballing sense, but not in the FPL sense.
But
Bolasie this game, I rewatched, I was looking a little more of his stats and his heat map. I like didn't even notice that he was really playing off Wickham because...
Playing so far forward.
Yeah, he's kind of given a central role this week instead of playing on the wing because we have Punchin and him up top, up front like that with, I mean, Zaha's always going to be a winger, but they were kind of like interchanging, but he was playing off the striker a lot and he just was playing as the most farthest forward player and he was trying to run past Wickham when he came on dropback, so to link him into play and his finishing is getting there. So at Bolasie, I was dismissing him, but I was looking a little deeper and I mean, you know, I had him at the beginning of the season. And he fucked me, so maybe I'm still a little bitter about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's hot now too. Like you were saying earlier, form.
He's in form.
He's playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, you ride the form. So I think Bolasie is a very good option, especially with the fixtures coming up. But it's
definitely
again,
the best option on Palace.
Oh yeah, no question. I don't think there's another attacker I would consider at this point. But it's tough because we have $1 billion right now, and everyone has Mahrez and Aguero. I guess maybe he'll come into teams, but if you have two budget midfielders, where are you spending your money? You just sit with like a few mil in the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, great. That might be the best strategy because all the best players.
I mean, it's obviously been the best strategy all year.
Yeah. Palace wanted to do a little Palace. Do you want to do any Liverpool talk, or is it?
I'm just pessimistic. Like, it was a nice showing. It was a nice job of coming back and earning that point.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just, like, me hating on Benteke more, and I'm just not in the mood.
Okay, we'll skip it.
And it's just, like, I feel like his time is super limited, whether he believes it or not. Like, Klopp didn't buy him. As much as it's nice to hear Klopp be like, yeah, we wanted him at Dortmund, like, well, you didn't get him. You got way better players.
Yeah, you got, like, Mkhitaryan.
Yeah, you got Mkhitaryan and, like, Aubameyang, who just score for fun. So, yeah.
And I agree with you. I mean, he is kind of like the old type of striker where he's just a unit and he's a target man kind of thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I mean, the way that the team's structured has to be, he has to be the focal point. He has to be the tip of the spear of every single attacking movement.
Yeah,
and he was at Villa, but the ambitions were a lot less. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he can go missing. You know, they nick a point here or there. But now, when you're like Liverpool and you have top four ambitions, you think about a player kind of just thinking about other strikers that you could put instead of him. Someone like Boyan or Berahino, like someone like that with a little more touch, a little more class, who can be like you said, even like Firmino. When you're playing the false nine, you look a lot better than I've ever seen you playing with.
I'd be
Benteke.
Pretty surprised if we weren't false nine like this weekend. Like, I think it's pretty obvious by Klopp's comments and just the way he's been using him in subs and stuff that like he's not happy with him.
Yeah. So it's that's interesting, but we'll see. I mean, I still think he needs more time to adapt.
It's kind of a similar thing to what we were talking with Palace. It's like if we can make Benteke work or, you know, figure out something else at striker, then like we're probably really primed, because as a whole the midfield's playing pretty well and we're creating
a
ton of chances. With Hendo back and Coutinho back, like we're looking good. Lallana's kind of having like a renaissance season, so it's definitely something to monitor. Like if Firmino gets a run in false nine and like scores a goal or two, then like he could be a really good option. And But as of right now, not that much to say with Liverpool. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, but Firmino also has that like Oscar thing where he gets subbed off at 70 minutes every game.
Yeah. I always think he looks like a fucking Pokemon or something.
His fucking head is so
like
narrow.
The shape of his head, he's like a Kakuna before he fucking
evolves
to a Beedrill.
Yeah, because he's like his whole body is very slight and narrow, and his neck seems like it's too long, but then his face doesn't, like, it's not like round. His face is like a very oval shape.
Yeah, and like he's always like kind of like laughing, but with his mouth open and his teeth are together. He's huge teeth.
Horse
like
mouth.
He looks like a comic book character. He's just like, he looks like the fucking like Joker in old school Batman comics, just like smiling. He's like, you're standing on the sideline, like you haven't even substituted into the game yet. And he's, like, already laughing. It's like, what's happening?
Tweet us some side-by-side lookalikes. What comic book cartoon does Firmino look like? And we'll fuck you on the pod next week.
Yep, I love it. What else went down last week? I mean, Kolarov didn't start. I think that's a point of contention, because we've been waiting all year for Kolarov to get rotated, and he finally did.
Yep. Yeah, Kolarov and Clichy. So that's the thing, this is going to be a really interesting team selection for Pellegrini, because they're going to play another good team to see, because like, I know in the last couple of years, he'd play Clichy against the tough teams, and then he'd play Kolarov against the shit teams.
Is it backwards this year? Yeah.
Yeah, no. Is he going to keep that? Because he might have just wanted to give Clichy 90 because he hasn't had enough of it.
Yeah.
But like, is he going to play Clichy again against Arsenal?
Yeah, we'll see. If I were him, I'd play Clichy right back, Kolarov left back.
Can Clichy play right back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
he's really versatile. Because like, Sam, that was the big thing against Stoke when they just got undone, is like Arnautovic just destroyed Sonya over and over. Sonya's, every run was a diagonal run off Sonya. And
yeah, Sonya's just done. He can't play against good teams.
Like, he's
anymore.
Been solid all year, but like, he can't play every week. He's he's the best backup in the league, but like, he's a backup.
Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that coin for this weekend, Arsenal. So we're talking a little bit about Arsenal attacking assets. And I know you don't have Ozil, but pretty much everyone else does.
Yeah.
Alexis is back down to 11. He's coming back soon. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize until we were texting about the far-reaching fantasy implications of Cazorla being out for basically the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
Ramsey is nailed to the double pivot.
Yep.
Alexis will come back and play left wing. Ozil obviously nailed in the hole. And Walcott will be nailed to right wing. And Giroud will be nailed as striker. So for me, you can pick any two or even three of those four players and be very happy with your FPL team.
Yep, totally. And it's like the Santi injury like solved all of the problems that we had with Arsenal like in preseason, FPL-wise. Remember in preseason, it was like, do we go Ramsey, Ozil, or Santi? Mm-hmm. Well, now they're just, Ozil and Ramsey are just both really good picks, and we don't even have to fucking think about Santi just putting pens over the goal.
Yeah.
Walcott, is he nailed? Now he's nailed. Now he's a great option.
Giroud's nailed.
Giroud,
on pens.
Is he nailed? Now he's nailed. He's a good option.
Nailed on pens, dude. Giroud is calling to me.
I know, on pens. I did not suspect that.
Yeah, I remember I saw the order, and Ozil wasn't even in the top four.
I mean, Ozil's the worst pen taker ever. But he just like taps it. It's like a pool cue.
He taps it right down the middle, straight to the goalie.
Yeah, just side foot little shit.
But Ramsey back in the double pivot is just like yesteryear. He makes those runs.
He looks
I know
so
I was fucking
good.
Shitting all over him a couple, or maybe last pod. But he did the same, more of the same, and he gets in those positions, and he takes so many shots. He's so fucking selfish.
So many shots, yeah.
But, I mean, Feo, again, they have Ox, who I think is the worst thing ever, and Campbell has been playing kind of well, but I can't imagine too much rotation there. I mean, of course, we'll probably get some over the festive period, but with Santi out and Ramsey not threatening on that wing spot anymore, Giroud and Walcott are just, they're all sexy, so...
Yeah, they're all great picks.
Having two of them seems good. It's just there's so many picks and so few slots. It's difficult.
Yeah, totally. I remember seeing rumors that Alexis will be back for City, but I don't know if that's real.
I think he's going to maybe like make the team, but he's certainly, I couldn't imagine starting. I think he just returned to training maybe yesterday, but I'd say
he's probably...
Same
with Aguero, but I expect Aguero to start.
I don't. You do, really?
I'm just because of this game.
Yeah, but he hasn't played in, like, 3 weeks. He's not going to come straight in.
That doesn't matter for Aguero.
I mean, it does. You think he's going to come straight in and play 65?
Yeah, and probably score. And same with Alexis.
Yeah, they could do. You're right.
And
they're
just both, like, South American freaks who just are so good and always want to play.
Yeah, they could. They could do. That could happen. I mean, Aguero is going to be someone I'm sure we'll talk about a lot next pod because he'll be back.
Yeah.
But he's someone I'm looking at now that I fucking have all this money. I could do Kane to Aguero easily.
Yeah, Kane back-to-back blanks. Yeah,
fucking Kane. I don't know. If he blanks again, it might be a rage transfer. But Aguero is the kind of player that you could get in early and captain and
all those wonderful things.
Yeah, all those things. But we'll see. Anything else you want to...
Not really. I was going to say let's jump to captains.
Yeah, let's do it. So yeah, captains...
Yeah, we talked about Mahrez already. He's a great pick.
Yeah, it's Mahrez all the way for me. There's no other consideration. I haven't thought about it. I transferred him and put the C on him, and I haven't thought twice.
Yep. The other options, I mean, we mentioned Lukaku, Holm against Leicester, no Huth. That's nice. He's in ridiculous form.
Yeah, I mean, he's like on a Vardy run. He hasn't not scored since like September or October or some shit.
Yeah, last time he didn't score was at Arsenal, and since then he's scored every game and a brace.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a great option. Vardy's probably going to score.
Yeah, Vardy will score, but Mahrez will score, and he'll get bonus points and points.
Mahrez is the fruity, more fruitful pick. There's not much else. It's a really fucking weird week for captains, and there's also not that many players soaring aside from in that fixture.
Yeah, no, there are none. Arsenal playing City is just a difficult kind of null and void thing where you just own whoever the fuck you own. You hope they get points. You don't know what's going to happen. It could be a 0-0. It could be a 3-2.
Yep.
But you're certainly not captaining anyone in that game. I guess you can make an argument for Ozil because it's a home game for them, but it looks like company's still going to be out, but I wouldn't touch it, especially with the form of Mahrez, and Everton is a pretty good fixture for the counterattack, because you know Everton are going to just do their normal thing. It's going to be an open game. There'll be goals there. Captain's easy. What do you think about cleans this weekend?
You could captain Ighalo, home Liverpool. Liverpool is shit, but I don't like it. And there's no reason to even discuss it because everyone has Mahrez, but I'm just throwing it out there as a pessimistic Liverpool fan. Fine.
I mean, I'm sure Ighalo will get like 10 points as he does every week.
And how's he not?
He will. So, yeah, maybe Mara's captain every week should be just Ighalo captain every week.
Yeah, totally. Cleans are interesting.
Yeah, cleans are very interesting. So Chelsea, I mean, Chelsea, Sunderland, that could be an easy 0-0.
That has 0-0 written all over it.
Yeah, so Zuma owners should rejoice. I would probably start, I mean, I don't think many people have Sunderland defenders yet, but I would start a Sunderland defender this weekend for sure.
Yeah, I'd feel good about it.
Yeah. Everton, Leicester, no way. United. So, what's the fucking deal with Smalling?
That's the thing. Smalling's everything, Darmian, right?
Yeah, are they both still, are they going to play those fucking 18-year-old winded pieces of shit again, or what?
I mean, I heard that, like, Smalling has a chance, but I think they're going to be out for sure. I think Smalling's going to be out for sure. Okay. Have him. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, if Smalling's going to be out, and Darmian, I guess, doesn't matter that much for the clean sheet perspective, but...
Yeah. It's not an ideal situation over there right now. They're so hurt.
Yeah, and United are just bad, so...
Yeah.
But if you have a healthy United defender...
I mean, I have Norwich, De Gea. I'm happy
to start De Gea. But...
And Norwich scores one goal a game.
Yeah, they score one goal a game every game. So. Yeah. Palace-Stoke is a tricky one to me.
I could see a 0-0.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start Shawcross, no question, because I don't have option, but you know how we do away from home.
Yeah, away you guys are much better. Yeah. But also, I feel like Stoke in this run, they have not been scoring a lot of goals, even though they have all these cleans. And then also, their best game of the season so far has been that City game. Mm-hmm. And they played like an away team.
Yeah, they did.
They just completely conceded possession. Yeah, they just were countered the Shaqiri and Arnie. Yeah. So, like... It's going to be kind of weird seeing two teams who don't really want the ball.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like kind of a dull game to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, Laurie, should I start fucking Hennessy over Hugo?
At Spurs. Tottenham also kind of sounds like a 0-0, to be honest. No,
I'm still holding out that Spurs are really good, and this has just been a weird couple weeks, and they're going to come back. And
yeah, losing to Newcastle is not good.
No, I mean, they've scored two goals in the last 3 weeks. Like, that doesn't seem like normal Spurs to me.
It's just so weird how, like, if Kane is scoring, the whole team is scoring.
Yeah.
If Kane is blanking, it looks like they have zero other attackers even on the pitch.
I don't know. That's tough to call. I'll think about that some more. But, that could be a 0-0, but it could also just be, like, some weird-ass, like, 3-3 game. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, like Mane, now that you dropped him.
Yeah, fuck Mane. God, I want him to die. West Brom, home Bournemouth. So that's a tough one. I'm, again, starting Evans, obviously, but Bournemouth have been creating so much. I don't know. Is this going to be the run, though, that Pulis is just like, they shut up shop? This is going to be like a 1-0, 2-0 West Brom, easy, stifling victory? Because West Brom,
Bournemouth is so good to watch. I love Bournemouth.
Yeah, they're good.
I would be West so Brom... happy if they managed to stay up.
It looks like they may do.
Yeah.
But West Brom, I mean, they look, even though they conceded two to you, they look so good defensively to me.
Yeah, no, they were like...
Really good.
There was just no pass and no shot that went unchallenged.
Yeah. They were in every channel, in every lane. They were blocking everything. They were in front of everything.
Yeah, it was so infuriating.
I mean, I would start the West Brom defender with confidence, even though Bournemouth have been creating it. Yeah. Newcastle Villa, probably goals there.
Yeah.
Watford Liverpool, probably goals there.
Yeah.
Swansea West Ham game's going to be a nightmare. That's a featured game too. That sucks, dude.
I know. I wish that, maybe some of you don't know, the NFL, American football, like they flex games into the featured spots, like games that are good and matter. Like, God, EPL needs to fucking follow that shit.
I mean, that's just two really bad teams playing really badly when there's no other option. They should have, I mean, Everton, Leicester should have just bumped out over there.
Leicester should just be the feature game every week. That
Everywhere,
would be
yeah.
so good for everyone.
And then Arsenal City, yeah, no, you don't want to start a defender there. So it's another week of trying to figure out of the kind of mid-table slash shit teams who's going to keep cleans, and hopefully you hit on them.
Yeah,
It's
totally.
tough. Clean sheets are tough this week again.
Yeah.
So
Tell
moving.
me about your team. So you have Mahrez and anything else?
No, I mean I really wanted to save because I had Hazard. Really, I wanted a 4 week punt on Hazard, and then I was gonna turn him back into Alexis. That was my intention when I got him. He had home Sunderland, home Watford after this Leicester game, but I can't not own Mahrez another second.
Yeah,
So
no,
I already
it's
did that
crazy.
swap. So I mean, I have that weird differential with Silva and De Bruyne in my team. So hopefully they put some goals in. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm
Yeah, you
just in
have a
a.
weird shaped team.
Yeah, my team's weird, but I'm just again. It's like I was saying earlier in the pod. I don't know how I'm gonna rise high, and I don't know how I'm gonna fall a lot at this point with my team because
Yeah.
I've covered myself with all the highly owned players. There really aren't any explosive
Except
players that I.
Igalo.
Yeah, except for Agallo. There aren't any like highly owned players that I don't own that I'm scared of. So, and my differentials are not. I don't have too many. So, but yeah, I'm gonna captain Mahrez this weekend for sure, and hopefully I get some points out of my fucking defense. I've been terrible,
Yep.
but moving forward, I'm looking at doing a Kane and De Bruyne swap to Alexis and Aguero. And then
Yeah.
if I can, I want to try and switch Wanyama to someone like King or someone actually good, because
God, King has been so good for me.
Wanyama's a nightmare. So
Yeah.
that's pretty much it. I think defense. I was looking at Bertrand. I saw Bertrand. They've been fucking terrible about trying to get rid of him, but I don't think it's worth it because I feel like Southampton, they're just gonna be okay soon,
Yeah, they
and
just go in like waves.
yeah, they do go in
They
waves, and
fall
then
out of relevancy and then right back into it.
yeah. So I'm just
And
gonna hold
also
on
their
to.
fixtures get really good after these two tough games.
Yeah, so I think I'm just gonna bench and hold on to Bertrand and just ride him out because I could foresee keeping him all season.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I those are really the only spots. I like my defense. Everything else is fine. It's just I'm not 17K anymore. I'm on 50K. So that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's not good.
How about you?
Yeah, so I did my Mahrez move already too. I did Coutinho to Mahrez yesterday. Feel good about that. Just feels like you're part of the club now. Like we've been the kids at recess with no friends, and now we have friends.
Yeah, I
Because we
mean
have
they're
Mahrez.
picking us on their team, so we don't have to watch from the sidelines.
That's
Like,
great.
yeah.
We're having a laugh.
But is it good? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I feel good. Like seeing Mars back, it's just
No, it's a frustrating thing, but
it's
you know,
frustrating.
I've loved him since last season,
No,
so.
you have, and I don't know. It's still I remember earlier in the pods, I was talking about buyer's remorse and things, and so I feel like I'm having the same thing with Mars that finally just fucking submitted defeat and got him back in, but I was
You'll
talking
feel good
so.
when he scores.
Yeah, no, I know you do. I know.
Yeah.
But I don't have the same feels for him as you do for sure.
Yeah,
But
for sure, for
just
sure.
for the FPL standpoint, it's just like I like having the mad punts and the mad
No, I
differentials.
know.
And
Yeah, for FPL's sake, it's a little bit of a downer.
it's frustrating. Like, all I want is for him to tear his ACL so that everyone can have different teams again.
Yeah, I
But.
had Coutinho, like I love Coutinho. I want to have him,
Yeah.
but you just can't have him.
You can't not have Mahrez at this point. It's
You need
just
him.
suicide.
Yeah. So
But
anyway, I
yeah.
did that move. I still have another free because I saved last week and I have 4.5 in the bank, which is like so much. My main issue is defense, though, because I have Monreal home City, I don't want to start. I have Ake home Liverpool, I don't want to start. I have Bertrand home Tottenham's not great.
Oh,
Marino
God.
has a good fixture, and then Smalling's probably out.
Yeah. I don't know
So, and
if.
then Smalling's so expensive too. So, I could just go Smalling down to like Dawson and feel pretty good about life. But I haven't really decided yet. I mean, I'm expecting Aguero to play, so I'm not really dealing with Wanyama yet, but he's also in my thoughts.
I don't know. I mean, because you have, like, look at Smalling as the most expensive fucking defender of the game.
Yeah, I know.
Like, who is, like, the best defender? Like, I don't know.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah. It could be someone, like, you can argue, like, Stoke defender is the best defender.
Or Alderweireld or something.
Yeah, well, fucking, yeah, maybe. But,
he just scores and assists and everything. I don't know.
You need to just see, I guess, wait for Smalling news to see. But, yeah, I mean, say if Smalling's going to miss this weekend, and you save that and you roll that other one over, you're going to be looking at a very low score from your defense this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. So that's not ideal. Like, I've already gone the conservative route. That's why I have two transfers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I already started four defenders last week and five the week before to, like, piece together my team.
Yeah.
And now that it's pretty decent and Aguero's coming back, like, I feel like I have to deal with this right now.
Yeah, but then what do you fucking get in, like, if you get in Dawson, you're going to have Dawson and King this weekend. Like, that's not going to feel good.
What do you mean? Yeah. Against each other, you mean?
What about fucking Zuma?
Yeah, I know.
Or
I
what about Chelsea Ivanovic? Soon. What?
That is fucked up.
Is that
That is fucking twisted. You're insane.
Is that fucked?
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, they're home Sunderland, home Watford, at United, at Palace, home West Brom. Oh my God!
I mean, those
am
could
I really getting
four,
talked into Ivanovic right now?
Those could be four cleans. United is an auto clean.
Auto clean.
Palace is like the toughest fixture.
For Ivanovic, that's like four cleans and four goals.
I like the shout. Because, again, like, why would you save a million on Zuma? Like, what the... you already have fucking 10 million in the bank. Like, do you need more millions? Yeah. You already have Aguero. Like, you don't need any money.
I was about to say, I have a million in the bank. No, I have fucking way more.
Yeah, you have all of the millions.
My vocabulary is not big enough to reflect how much money I have in it, because my go-to word is a million.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, before, what the fuck do you spend money on? Like, all the best midfielders are budget midfielders. Like, other than... No, there are no good expensive attackers anymore. It's just
I don't
like,
have Ozil. I could get him for anyone.
Like Wanyama.
Yeah, I could do Barkley. Like, here's the thing with Barkley is, like, I had him before his good run, right? I had that one lucky Arsenal goal, and I had like three blanks. I was more pissed off than anyone to own Barkley. Then he went nuts for back-to-back weeks, and he rose like 0.4, 0.5. Yeah. But I feel like you and me and probably the listeners, like, we're the only ones who know that, like, he kind of sucks as an FPL option, and I really don't want him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shout.
Yeah, so I could do him to Sanchez or Ozil or Walcott or fucking Dick Fuck. I don't fucking know.
Or Dick Fuck. Dick Fuck's good.
Yeah, Dick Fuck's nailed.
Yeah, he's nailed to fucking your dick.
Yes, yeah, he is.
I mean, he can. They hovers the BAPs.
God, who knows what the fuck mental shit I'm going to get into.
Yeah, I mean, you could also just take a... I mean, I was also just like, do I need to take, like, a minus 12 and just...
Oh, my God. You know how mad you'd be at me if I even suggested that?
Do you know how mad I am in general? Like, I don't know how I've put this plan together and not just been cursing more than normal and just wanting... The darkness and the thoughts from the FPL over the last couple of weeks is... I don't know how to articulate it. It's just inside me. It's not good.
Yeah, it's eating you up.
It's not good. It's been... this is my third season playing FPL, and... these last 2 weeks have been by far and away my worst back-to-back week stretches I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to absorb.
Yeah.
And with that,
I think we're
I'll see you in hell, listener.
That's a great send-off. We should end every ep with that. See you fuckers in hell. Yeah. And then just like the gunshot noise at the end of the pod.
Yep.
SoundCloud, iTunes, apps, email us, we'll write back.
Even though they're RMT
fuck
section.
Fuck Rate My Teams, right?
Nah, fuck Rate My Teams. Some people have been like, I like Rate My Teams because I can see other teams. Like, fuck other teams. Like, listen to
fuck
our
team. Other teams. Yeah, check you the get league our teams. If you want to look at other teams. Like, look at we'll the, rate yeah. your team in a personal email.
Yeah, and so, again, don't forget, I will always be responding to email RMTs, even though we don't talk about it on the pod.
Or email anything, any questions.
Yeah, any
whatever.
Fucking shit you want. But this is just off the pod. It's so fucking annoying because we are staring at their teams and we say the names of the defense once and then we talk about it for 5 minutes. And
it's
then
so
as a
hard
listener,
to follow.
You fucking forget who's
it's
who
so
or whatever.
Hard to follow.
It doesn't work. So yeah. RMTs are for probably ever not coming back to the pod.
Yep.
Even if those of you like them, but if you like the Rate My Teams, you probably want your own team rated, so just email us and we'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I feel like the only time we'll RMT is if we have a special guest. Like, if we just have, like, fucking Philippe Auclair special guest. Like, I want
to
rate
Sammy.
His team. I would love to rate his team.
Philippe Auclair's team is just, like, Stereolab, Bell and Sebastian up front.
If anyone knows Philippe Auclair, can you please put him in contact? Because we need to have him on the pod.
I mean, I would.
If you
pay,
don't know
I
who that is,
him.
You should start listening to Football Weekly because it's amazing.
I would pay him to come on the pod.
Oh, for sure.
What's his appearance fee? Do you think like $300?
Yeah, it's not
for
a lot.
An hour. It's probably similar as like a psychotherapist or something. Or
well,
no,
that's why we need him.
Yeah, to psychoanalyze.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going that route, we should just get Wenger, though.
Ugh, no, that appearance fee is probably like $30,000.
Yeah.
That's like too much of my yearly income. To
yeah, for sure.
All right,
anyway,
thanks for listening,
cheers.
Guys.
Yeah, bye.